Hey everybody, I'm Giselle, your hostess for the evening. All right, settle down, settle down. Every 5 minutes, I'm going to ring this bell. Afterwards, the women will get up and move one seat over. On your scorecard, there is a blank where you can write each other's names. When the 5 minutes is up, you can either circle yes or no beside your date's name. All right, let's get this started.
Hi, nice to meet you. I'm Shylock.
Hi, nice to meet you. I'm Portia.
Well, where are you from?
I'm from Belmont. And you?
I'm from the ghetto.
What's a ghetto? Oh! Is that why you're wearing that funny thing on your head?
How dare you insult my yarmulke? This funny thing on my head is what signifies my respect to God.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to offend you.
Well, congratulations, because you did. Look, we've only got 5 minutes, so let's just try and get to know each other in some way, okay?
Well, I know you're a Jew.
I pray you give me leave to go. I don't even know why I came here. There's no point.
Hold on. Look, I apologize for offending you, but I think it's also rude for you to just storm out. I'm here for a reason, too.
So, is this your first time speed dating?
This is actually my 9th time to attend.
And no luck?
Sadly, no. I've had a number of suitors, but none of them have that substance. I mean, what's so wrong if I have high standards, right?
Well, were they rich? Did they have money? Money is important, you know?
God, this is exactly what I mean! Everyone thinks money is all that matters. I already have all the money I need! If I must marry, I will wait for the right man. One who will love me for who I am. In terms of choice, I am not solely led by nice direction of a maiden's wealth.
So you've never properly dated anyone. I'm surprised.
Recently I had this fling with this charming man. He said he loved me. I fell for it. I thought he was the one. I thought he was worthy of my praise. Turns out, he was gay. He tried to hide it, but I knew. And I knew I deserved better. So here I am again. What are you laughing about?
I'm sorry, I shouldn't be laughing, but that's tragic.
It is, isn't it? What about you? What's your story?
Well, it's my first time. I just wanted to try something new, see if maybe I might find someone to relate it.
Relate how?
The thing is, I find it difficult to make friends. I'd be lying if I said me being a Jew wasn't the reason behind that.
Hey, about the things I said earlier.
No, don't worry about it. It's fine. I'm used to it, to be honest. Being made fun of, being called names, being judged.
Then why do you get so defensive about your identity as a Jew?
I guess despite the cruelty I have to deal with every day, I still constantly want to redeem myself. When I come off as this overly sensitive person, it's really just my way of giving myself some worth because I don't get it from anyone else.
Believe it or not, I know exactly how you feel. I think the hardest part of being a woman is trying to convince the world that I'm more than this object to be used for marriage. You try to put yourself out there with the hope that someone sees you for who you are and not what you are.
Precisely. I've been called cutthroat dog, devil, most of the time, the Jew. I'm rarely ever called by my name. I almost feel like I'm trapped in this image that I can never escape because being a Jew is all anyone sees in me.
I'll be the one to call you Shylock then. And the next time you meet someone, just say, "Hey Christian, hey Muslim." There's nothing wrong about being a Jew if that's what you believe in.
That might be the nicest thing anyone has ever said to me. Thank you.
But I do get what you mean when you say you feel trapped. I have to live with the spirit of my dead father constantly hovering over me and whispering, "Just get married already." It's exhausting.
Ignore it. Why do you need a man anyway? What will marriage bring you? Must you follow orders set by other people? Be your own self. Do what you want to do. Choose however you please. If I can be free to be a Jew, you can be free to be the woman you want to be too.
You're right.
I know I am.
I never knew how badly I needed to hear that from someone.
I don't even know you, but who would have thought that in a span of 5 minutes, we would give each other the most freedom than we ever had before.
And that's 5 minutes, everybody. Girls, time to move over.
A pleasure meeting you, Shylock. I think I might need more of these conversations once in a while. I guess it's a yes from both of us?
For sure.